Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson says don't be an easy target. Lock your home and your vehicles. Don't leave things in your vehicle that you don't want stolen. In the last several weeks, there have been incidents of persons rummaging through vehicles and taking items, entering garages and entering homes. In one set of incidents on May 2nd, a suspect entered at least four unlocked homes in succession. Nelson said they had to send out an Everbridge alert to the southeast side of town.
We had a guy who was going, he was running from our officers, and as he got farther and farther ahead and we lost sight of him, he started just walking into random homes.
Nelson added,
it wasn't like he was breaking in. He just walked through an open door or an unlocked door. So please lock your doors.
That includes home, garage, and cars. The good news is there were no injuries related to the incidents. Police have identified a suspect and are seeking charges. The full press release is on KYMNRadio.net. Last week, Governor Walz unveiled his five-point plan for long-term care facilities. Northfield Retirement Community CEO Kyle Nordine said the plan includes communication between all the facilities.
To make sure the infection control programs and the help that they individually need for each facility is in place, both for staffing help that they might need if employees become affected with the virus, and to also make sure that we have all the personal protective equipment that we need in place.
While PPEs has been a constant problem for many, the biggest piece, he said, is testing.
And that is that if there is a positive test in a resident, that they will actually send out a strike force, as they call it, to help provide testing in the facilities to find out all those who may be positive in nature.
To get a clue at how exhaustive this may be, there are 330 nursing facilities across the state. Nordine said the testing operations are opening. However, one detail they don't know is who will pay for it. NRC has taken in a number of people into their nursing facility after a stay in the hospital, as is required of them to make sure the hospital has beds. As for assisted living and independent living,
we have limited our ability to take any new admissions at this point in time. And as the governor continues to open up more of the state, we certainly will look at those opportunities to build in some new provisions that allow us to start taking people back into new apartments.
Nordine commented on their employees.
We have a number of folks that show up each and every day, and we're just so proud of our staff and all the commitments and dedication that they have to our residents and our families. We do have a number of folks who are working remotely.
His full interview is on KYMNRadio.net. The governor's plan is under our COVID-19 page. NRC had two residents of their assisted living test positive. They have already recovered. Last Tuesday, Three Links was notified of a positive case of COVID-19 with an employee at the Cottage on Forest in Northfield. CEO Mark Anderson wrote in a press release posted to the Three Links website that to date there has been no resident testing positive. The impacted employee does not provide direct patient care and was last at the location on April 30th. They continue to work with the Minnesota Department of Health to ensure all appropriate steps and precautions are taken at this time. The full press release is on our updated COVID-19 page. Click on the red box. And Jefferson Parkway between the East Bridgewater School entrance and Highway 246 is closed today through Thursday due to small utility relocations related to the 246 and Jefferson Parkway roundabout project. A detour is posted. News from around the state is next.